Hey, Manny. Well, folks, good morning. It's time for Freedom Frenzy. My co-host, Jenny Hodges, will be along directly. My name's Jerry DeMars, and Jenny and I have been doing this program. Gosh, we're closing on three quarters of a year together doing Freedom Frenzy, and we started doing it at a little out-of-the-way AM radio station in the greater metropolitan Atlanta area, and now have blossomed to putting the message of liberty into ears all across the world, and that, we think, is pretty cool.
Hey, Jerry, I thought we started in January of 2010.
Well, we had kind of a little gap in service there, I guess would be the best way to put that. So I calculated that in and didn't figure we had won our first 1 year service award yet.
Oh, I think we're just about into our 1 year service award, Jerry. I think we're about there. And of course your Slack co-host was just lollygagging through my email and my morning and totally forgetting it was time for the show.
Yeah, I kind of thought that something like that was going on. Do you have any snow on the ground there where you are, dear?
No, but it has really been miserably cold, that damp, overcast cold with intermittent rain and just the constant threat of rain. So I have been freezing all week.
Well, I tell you one thing. This is the second dose of wintry weather that we've received here in Georgia, or at least my portion of Georgia, and I'm sick of it. The only good thing out of all this cold weather and actually being snowed in or iced in, as the case may be, is the wonderful soups and stuff that my wife has been making. And she's made some chili and some cream of chicken with rice. And last night she put together her own beef and barley vegetable soup. It's been fattening is what it's been.
Really?
And you know, when you eat soup, you got to have cornbread. You know, you just got to have cornbread. And we've been adding peppers. Typically, we started off with onions, and then we migrated to jalapeno peppers into cornbread. But we didn't have any jalapenos, so she opted to put habanero peppers in the cornbread. And I'm just going to tell you, it was excellent. Excelente.
Well, with all the garlic and habaneros you guys are eating, it's a good thing you're kissing each other. Because I don't think anyone else would be interested. John and I love olives, these jumbo olives that are stuffed. Each olive is stuffed with a garlic clove and a jalapeno bit. We love these things, but we have to eat them at the same time. Otherwise, we're like, holy cow, you reek. Get away from me.
Yeah, you got to share it because it's all in self-defense, isn't it?
You know, in the north, when there's cold weather, it's a totally different mindset. They're hunkered down for 5 months of snow and ice, so the wood-burning stove is always churning. It's very warm and toasty in the homes, and it's almost too hot, so it's kind of a relief to go out in this crisp, cold weather. But also, everyone comes over for cards and board games, and it's really a time of a type of relaxation that isn't possible in the summer months. And of course, I'm talking about the very northern areas of Wisconsin where my families live.
Yeah. And I didn't know you were into that kind of stuff.
Oh man, I love it. And the ice fishing, and Uncle George and I would go out on, they lived on a lake for a while. Only in the last, I guess they've been off that property for about 8 years, but he got permission from the county to cut down all the dead trees. So we would go out and, take down those trees, and it would a terrific crash on the icy lake, and he'd cut it up with the chainsaw into chunks, and then we'd take our axes and cut it up into firewood, and you're so sweaty, you're in 10 degrees -10 with only a turtleneck, and you're still sweating. It's just so fun, and ice fishing, and yeah, it's just a wonderful life. But down here in the south, you just get the damp cold, and it's really more miserable than anything else.
You know, I think it's actually because your blood thins out after coming down here, because it gets so hot in the summertime. And your blood thins out, and then when it does get really cold, and it is a really wet cold, it's just miserable. It really
is. It's colder than it is when it's negative 10 up north. It just feels colder. This is Freedom Frenzy. When we come back, Hit and Run News. Stay tuned.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep...
All right, I'm going to start off Hit and Run News today with a news flash. Actually, the flash has diminished a little bit because this came from yesterday. But we're going to treat it as though it's brand new. And the news flash is the United States is insolvent. Yes, the United States government is insolvent. Who said so? The United States Secretary of the Treasury, Timothy F. Geithner. That's who. You know, he's got a rather uncanny grasp of the obvious, doesn't he? I guess that's why he makes the big bucks. So, what prompted this timely epiphany for old Tim? Yeah, the federal government has nearly reached the total amount of indebtedness that it has set for itself. And frankly, boys and girls, for you, the United States citizen. If you haven't been paying close attention, that's almost $14.3 trillion, give or take. And even that, of course, depends on which set of cookbooks you decide to use. But old bailout Tim has sent a letter to Congress asking the debt limit be raised. He's even dragged out the boogeyman to scare small children and idiot legislators. It worked so well the last time, you know. In carefully constructed terms, he's actually telling them, that's the legislators, there are no small kids involved, that the old check-kiting Uncle Sam, at least if the debt limit isn't raised, will suddenly find himself in default. He didn't say that the government will be inconvenienced, mind you. He didn't even say that the government would be forced to muddle through by delaying payments, raising taxes, and cutting non-obligatory programs and service. Perish the thought, boys and girls. He said that the government will default. This means that the government doesn't have enough cash to pay its obligations to the many and sundry persons to whom it owes the cash, unless Congress authorizes heaping yet more debt on the backs of the yet unborn. Imagine that. I'll bet there are some sharp fifth graders out there that, while not ever having been on any television programs, would tell you that all of this is simply wrong. They might even tell you, just like the rabble-rousing men who caused King George to clear out, that taxation, much less imposing debt burdens without representation, is a flippin' crime. The increases in the debt limit have necessarily accompanied the increase in the government's overall debt. Those increases have been extraordinary in the last 10 years. Right now, as we talked about just a moment ago, the ceiling is actually $14.2 $9 trillion. That's a mind-boggling number. As a matter of fact, some people never get over the fact that their mind gets so boggled trying to contemplate that size of the number. But back in September of 2001, the debt ceiling was only $5.73 trillion.
Pocket change.
And friends and neighbors, that is a growth rate in the federal debt that goes way above 10% a year. And you know, and quite frankly, we haven't got much to show for all that debt.
Man, Jerry.
Well, really, dear, the only big dividend we can actually count is all the dead, crippled, and demoralized Americans that we've racked up from two military escapades in the Middle East. Closer to home, we should be able to add to that tally if we include all the enriched bankers and brokerages that we've saved from ruin under the guise of heading off financial calamity. The jury is still out on that, though, isn't it? We haven't been very shrewd, have we, America? We've allowed the several generations of Americans, assuming, of course, that this now clearly bizarro world-style idiocy continues. And, quite frankly, I hope it doesn't. We'd all be much better off without it. Nevertheless, we have allowed ourselves, our children, their children, and even yet another level of theirs, our great-great-grandchildren, to be financially enslaved. I hope that the next time you hear the national anthem, you know, the Star Spangled Banner, that when you get to the closing strains of that song, you will know that the more appropriate wording is land of the deceived and home of the slaves. Jenny?
Land of the deceived and home of the slaves. You know, when I come back to Georgia, I think I'm going to belt that out. Just go to an event so I can sing at the top of my lungs. Because I love saying my version of the pledge really loud at the Cobb GOP and horrifying the people next to me who first look horrified and then they kind of look, you know, I think she's got a point there. I always say it. I skip, of course, I pledge allegiance to the flag because I do not pledge allegiance to flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, so clearly I skip that too. And to the Republic, I always yell, for which it stands, one nation under God, divisible, which I also say very loud, with liberty and justice for some. Of course, now I think I'd have to say for none. Is anybody getting liberty and justice? I don't think so. Jerry, did you depart? Man, I better not be here all by myself.
No, dear.
You're still there.
I was taking care of a little bit of business. No, I wasn't knitting. I was taking care of a little bit of sundry business, and I had to put you on mute.
Oh, I hear the crickets chirping. Well, I will go to my hit and run news bit. National News had a really fun article on the human brain and how it needs a continual supply of fuel, and that when your brain fuel is interrupted, it causes things such as headaches, brain fog, and tiredness. And quite frankly, I don't know many people who don't suffer from at least one of those things on a regular basis. I think brain fog is the number one symptom of Americans. Well, I was looking at this article yesterday, Jerry, and of course I've read gobs of stuff about coconut oil, but the bottom line is I can't think of a way to consume coconut oil, and I'm supposed to be taking 3 to 4 tablespoons a day. If you're on GAPS, it's especially important, and I just don't find it that palatable. Now, it smells awesome, and I take the lid off my little extra virgin coconut oil jar and breathe in happily, but the taste is blasé, and I don't consume things like dairy smoothies or such that would, you know, hide coconut oil sufficiently that I would want to consume it. Well, y'all grab your pen and paper if you want the yummiest way on the planet to consume coconut oil, which is a crucial, I guess, weapon in your self-health arsenal for ensuring your health. And you, of course, you can go read all the stuff on coconut oil for yourself, but I'm going to give you this fabulous recipe. So Elaine, if you're listening, this is a good one, especially if you like chocolate. It's simply 5 tablespoons of coconut oil, 5 tablespoons of cocoa, 5 tablespoons of grated organic unsweetened coconut, and a couple of tablespoons of honey, however much you need to sweeten it. And stir that all up, and you'll have to put it in the fridge unless your house is really cold. If your house is as warm as a Yankee up in the far north in 20 below zero weather, then you're going to need to put it in the fridge. But it makes the most fantastic chocolate, Jerry.
And it was 5 tablespoons of all those ingredients?
Yes.
How much were the honey?
I put in about 2 to 3 tablespoons, and it was a little too sweet for me. 5 tablespoons cocoa. Of course,
okay, honey to taste.
That's unsweetened, just pure organic cocoa. 5 tablespoons coconut oil. 5 tablespoons grated organic coconut, unsweetened. And then to taste, add some honey. And stir it up. And I have devoured the entire batch since about 10 o'clock last night. I ate some for breakfast. It was fantastic. And it's really good for you. It's like eating the world's yummiest multivitamin. It can, coconut oil can treat neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. It's good for, I could just go on and on and on, singing the praises of coconut oil. This is the yummiest way I have discovered, though, of consuming it. Especially if you love chocolate. So chocolate is back on the diet for mom. And my dad bought these, chocolate truffles recently, and I ate 5 of them, and I was so sick for the next 24 hours because it had ingredients I couldn't have, and the kids get terrified when I come near chocolate. So I'm like, don't eat it! No! You know how miserable and crabby I'm going to be. But then they were just elated that mom found a way of consuming coconut oil. And people with diabetes or neurological disease should have from 8 to 10 tablespoons of coconut oil daily. The average-sized adult should consume 3 to 4 tablespoons of coconut oil daily.
Let me ask you a question here, dear. Prior to discovering coconut oil, what was in the average white Anglo-Saxon diet that would have mimicked the effects of coconut oil?
Well, Jerry, that's a very good question. And actually, there was a doctor, Dr. Price, who traveled the globe in the early 1900s trying to answer that question. Who is healthy and what are they eating? And he discovered that the diets of very healthy people could be wildly varied. And totally void of fresh fruits and vegetables in some instances, still maintaining perfect health, perfect fertility, perfect labor and delivery, no dental caries or cavities, and so on and so forth. So it's not really, because your body can convert, if it's in a healthy state, the sun's energy and foods that it does eat, it can create vitamins and things that your body needs.
Mm-hmm.
But because our world is so intensely polluted, we're drinking fluoridated water, we've got mercury in our fillings, we have mercury in our vaccines, one resource that is non-polluted and is available to us is the coconut oil. Which is, and see, fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids can be found in fish, but they're so polluted. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, Jenny, I wanted you to know that Elaine's listening to the program today, and she texted me and asked me to tell you that you ought to be taking some of that coconut oil and smearing it on yourself. Not only is it good for your skin, but you'll look like a dessert plate for John when he comes home.
There are so many comments that could come out of that.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
That's terrible. Well, yes, I actually knew that. I feel kind of weird smelling coconut, like coconut all day. I feel like I should be
put a flower in your hair and pretend you're, you know, one of those women on the South Sea.
Yeah. He's speaking Hawaiian in no time. Yes, but I did know that, and you can actually absorb, and it's good for your hair and all those things. I haven't started using it. I do my after shower regimen, America, is I use jojoba oil, which on my person and on my face, and I find that it's really good. Well, let me give you a couple bits about coconut oil, because I've probably made it about as clear as mud as to why it's useful. But coconut oil is good for cooking. It has a much higher temperature tolerance than even extra virgin olive oil. Its fat molecules stay intact at higher stovetop temperatures, so it's a much safer cooking oil. It is a raw foods recipe stabilizer for different recipes that you might make, and especially in the blender. Virgin coconut oil is 44.6% lauric acid, 16.8% myristic acid, and 8.2% palmitic acid, and it's composed mostly of medium chain fatty acids, which are widely regarded as extremely useful for providing sustainable energy due to their molecular structure. So many bodybuilders and athletes rely on medium chain fatty acids as a key part of their high performance diet.
And I seem to remember that the consumption of coconut oil does something about reducing your triglyceride levels too.
Yeah, I think this is another substance that Jesus might have used to raise Lazarus, because I've read so many great things about coconut oil. So, you know, but I think I'm getting a cocoa buzz because I have had no coffee and pretty much no chocolate in my diet for months now, and I'm pretty shaky.
Thinking about flying to Atlanta by yourself, huh?
I think I better chill out on the vast quantities of cocoa, and I think I'll reduce the cocoa powder in my next batch of yumminess with coconut oil. All right, so anyway, for you guys who want to get that recipe down, it is 5 tablespoons cocoa, 5 tablespoons coconut oil, and 5 tablespoons grated coconut with honey to taste. So give it a shot.
And that really doesn't make that much, so it's not like you're, well, except for all that cocoa, you're probably not. What size dose of stuff did you actually create with that pile of goodies there, dear?
Oh, it was very small. And in fact,
like a candy bar?
Probably a big candy bar. I don't know how you rank candy bars. It's been a while since I've eaten one.
Yeah, me too. You lay this out and it congeals? Is that what happens?
Well, congeal is the wrong term. It hardens to quite kind of like candle wax if you put it in the fridge. And then I scoop it. I just kind of break it and eat it like that. And if it just comes to room temperature, it's still kind of soft and malleable. You know, the way coconut oil is at room temperature in the jar. It's like a truffle size something.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Yeah. I think Elaine just kind of indicated to me that she got your recipe, and I think we're going to be trying this.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't need the extra calories, but I'm kind of curious just to find out what it tastes like. I don't.
All right.
I'm blessed with a very, 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 did I say very slow metabolism, and all the food that I consume tends to want to stay with me, whether I want it to or not. Okay, let's change gears here just a little bit. And you know, we told everybody yesterday that we weren't going to be here today, and things, you know, life is a constant state of flux, and things changed, and as just happened to work out, we were able to do the show today. So I don't know if we've got a live listening audience out there or not, or if everybody was queued up for a rerun, but you know, you could play a role in today's program by giving us a buzz at 1-800-313-9443. Now, oftentimes, it can be beneficial to have a look at what the global elites are saying. It can serve as both as a warning and offer potentially some guidance insofar as what you and your loved ones are up against. With that in mind, I'd like to share a little bit of information with you. Please listen closely and see if you can discern the real message contained therein. We must get better at determining the essence of the plan that they have so as to be better able to counteract it. Fortunately for us, these people are actually quite open with the information flow. But one must know from the outset that that information is delivered in an esoteric manner, as though the language itself has one meaning for them and yet another for us. Most of us are accustomed to dealing with people that deliver information in a more exoteric manner. In other words, direct and certainly less devious. Always have this in mind when you listen to those that would lead you or try to teach you, like the talking heads on... Oops, we're going to cut away to a break. We'll be right back, and I'll pick this up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back, and I want to pick up this thread that I started before the commercial break. This information that I'm going to give you, it comes from the World Economic Forum's closely watched global risks report. And what they're telling us is the over 3 years of financial crisis that we've all been living through has now drained the world's capacity to deal with any further shocks. The report went on to say that the frequency and severity of risks to global stability have amplified, while the ability of global governance systems to deal with them has not. Okay? Robert Greenhill, who is the managing director and chief business officer at the World Economic Forum, has indicated that the 20th century systems are actually failing to manage 21st century risks. We need new networked systems to identify and address global risks before they become global crises. The interconnectedness and complexity of issues mean that unintended consequences abound, and traditional risk response mechanisms often simply shift risk to other stakeholders or other parts of society. Okay? The report goes on to highlight three major areas of risk that will impact the world over the next decade. There's certainly a common theme here, as I know you'll pick up on. The first one, it comes under the title, It's the Economy. Daniel M. Hoffman, chief economist at Zurich Financial Services and the co-author of this report, has warned that major macroeconomic changes are needed. He tells us that current fiscal policies are unsustainable in most industrialized economies. In the absence of far-reaching structural corrections, that's a key term there, folks, there will be a high risk of sovereign defaults. Crisis-induced indebtedness has reduced the capacity to handle further shocks to critically low levels. The second topic is entitled It's the Black Economy. The underground economy, driven primarily by the drug trade, is now putting entire countries at risk. Greater numbers of failed and fragile states, increasing levels of illicit trade, organized crime, and corruption form a nexus of criminal risk. In 2009, the value of illicit trade around the globe was estimated at approximately $1.3 trillion, and they knew it was growing. These risks, while creating huge costs for legitimate economic activities, weaken states, threaten development opportunities, undermine the rule of law, and keep countries trapped in cycles of poverty and instability. Lastly, the third topic, it's tomorrow's economy. Listen very closely because this is telling. As the world's population continues to grow, resources will come under ever greater pressure, according to the report. The world faces hard limits at the most basic level in terms of water, food, and energy. Rising populations and consumption, as well as climate change, drive this challenge, while interconnections between these issues make response difficult. The document went on to add, most interventions only create new and worse problems or shift risk across the nexus. Shortages of core resources will only create more conflict between the social groups, nations, and industries that need them. Why don't you let us know what you think, America? What do you think they're telling us, Jenny?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say, firstly, that the message here is the whole response ought to be coordinated by global government,
right?
Because left to their individual devices, they don't. Individual countries, say Mexico, for instance, with a drug war that's going on down there, they're unable to deal with the measure.
Yeah.
And why, if the people on the ground there in Mexico are unable to deal with it, why they think that having a global approach to the problem is going to change anything at all, unless, of course, they're going to remove the profit motive entirely insofar as the drug deal is concerned, then I'm not sure that they have a real clue here, and their goal is to consolidate power. That's what my thinking is.
It's kind of like there's no end to what we can't do when we merge all of the wealth of our incompetence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or tyranny. It's crazy.
So if everybody in the entire world is on a footing with a third world nation as we see them today, then it'll all be good for everyone except for the global elite, which of course will have to live in the nicer dachaus, because they're more deserving of those.
Yes, exactly. If there has to be tyranny and injustice, let it be in my favor.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's
I want to be comfortable as long as I'm being abused.
Exactly. I've got a piece here on Guantanamo, and Jerry, I think that, not trying to beat a dead horse, because I know, you know, our Our average listener at RBN realizes the horror of what we are doing in Guantanamo. And the fact that the church in America is silent on this issue, the fact that members of churches are totally in support of Guantanamo continuing to detain.
Flippin' rah-rah, more like it, dear.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've had some scary moments with Evangelifish in mass, praising and cheering the continued detainment of men and women at Guantanamo. And it was so eerie and horrific. I just thought, dear God, please protect me and my family and your remnant from the judgment. It is like the children of Israel crying out, may the his blood be on our head and our children's head. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to scooch away before the lightning bolt struck. It just was frightening, Jerry. And from the inception, most Guantanamo detainees have remained uncharged. On January 5th of this year, the Center for Constitutional Rights said the vast majority of the men at Guantanamo should never have been detained in the first place. Over 550 have been released and are peacefully rebuilding their lives. Most of the 800 captured and brought there were lawlessly seized in broad sweeps and sold to the U.S. for substantial bounties. From the Pentagon's own records, most have no link to terrorism. This just kind of, to me, harkens back to, you know, buying up slaves en masse, you know, buying these people essentially to throw in Guantanamo to add to the hype of the aggression of the United States and keeping Americans safe and hunting down the terrorists. They were helpless pawns in a very wicked, wicked system. And, you know, the fact that these people are being enslaved, you know, chained up, their life and liberty completely taken away from them, and the Christians, even Jellyfish of America, cheering this monstrous situation on in the very mistaken belief that this kind of injustice will never be turned on them is the real horror, Jerry. And it also, I'm horrified that it's the Center for Constitutional Rights decrying this. It's, first of all, we don't have constitutional rights, so that whole organization is founded on a faulty premise. But where are the Evangelifish of America? Where are the churches decrying this monstrosity? And I'll tell you this, Jerry, my Pastor Bright was right on decrying this sort of thing that are in this sort of atrocity that the government was committing and is committing on a daily basis. For over 7 years, CCR organized and coordinated more than 500 pro bono lawyers across the country to represent detainees and help to resettle about 60 others still at Guantanamo because they cannot return to their country of origin for fear of persecution and torture. Obama promised to close Guantanamo, yet nothing followed up to assure it. Moreover, early in 2011, an executive order will authorize indefinite detentions for long-standing, uncharged detainees the administration won't release. Guantanamo and other U.S. torture prisons are blights on, according to this author, democratic values and fundamental international law that prohibits all forms of torture and abuse at all times with no allowed exceptions. And, of course, the real issue, I couldn't give a rat's furry rear end what international law prohibits. The reality is that natural law is absolute, and these men and women have a right to life, liberty, and property, which whomever takes that away without just cause is an immoral reprobate.
Mm-hmm.
Closure for none of the detainees are planned, or none of the prisons, I guess, are planned, including Guantanamo, symbolically representing the worst kind of cruel and unusual punishment. It's prohibited under international and U.S. law, including the Constitution's Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Clause 2, designating federal statutes and treaties automatically the supreme law of the land, including international laws to which America is a signatory. Nonetheless, Washington systematically violates them. And, of course, we know because they're elitist anarchists. So I think the real tragedy here, and this article is from Intel Daily, you know, this is really horrifying. A new Seton Hall University School of Law Center for Policy and Research affirms that they put out a report entitled Drug Abuse, an Exploration of the Government Use of Mefloquine at Guantanamo. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Mefloquine. Under Professor Mark Denbo's direction, CPNR published 17 GTMO reports, including the latest discussed below, documenting the medically inappropriate use of a dangerous pharmacological treatment on Guantanamo detainees.
Isn't that sort of like what the Nazis were doing with the people that they had locked up?
You know, that does sound strangely familiar.
I thought it did, too. I wonder how we're any different from those folks.
An anti-malarial drug, it's known to cause severe neuropsychological adverse effects such as anxiety, paranoia, hallucinations, aggression, psychotic behavior, mood changes, depression, memory impairment, convulsions, loss of coordination or ataxia, suicidal ideation, and possibly suicide, particularly in patients with a history of mental illness. Yet prison authorities administer it freely at 5 times the normal dose.
And what are they hoping that this is going to accomplish again?
Yeah, exactly. Even a fifth that much can cause any or all of the above side effects. Without medical need, pumping it into detainees in excessive amounts may cause irreparable harm. At best, it represents gross malpractice and monumental incompetence. At worst, it's torture. Guantanamo has no malaria, nor does Cuba. As a result, drug usage is solely to specifically induce adverse side effects, either as part of enhanced interrogation techniques, experimentation in behavioral modification, or torture for some other purpose. Doing so, however, violates Nuremberg protections that require voluntary consent with full disclosure of known risks and avoidance of experimental treatments if there's reason to believe harm may result. In addition, the Fifth Amendment restricts the government by saying no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Moreover, the
they ignore that all the time.
I know. I was going to say. I mean, wouldn't that be fun if it ever was enforced for even Americans?
You know, there's a case in front of the Supreme Court that we probably ought to talk about. But please proceed.
The Eighth Amendment prohibits cruel and unusual punishments. Involuntarily administrating dangerous drugs is a serious criminal offense. Yet at Guantanamo, the U.S. military routinely administered doses of mefloquine to detainees on arrival without medical justification and no regard for their well-being. Prophylactic adult dosage is 250 milligrams once a week. Administering 1,250 milligrams to malaria-free detainees is indicated for mild to moderate malaria. Mefloquine is inappropriate in treating severe malaria cases, disease not caused by P. vivax or mefloquine susceptible, blah, 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 blah. That kind of gets tied up in all the medical stuff. Moreover, the higher the dose, the severer the side effects. Yet very few medical records have ever been released for Guantanamo detainees, and those that are available are heavily redacted and may be incomplete to conceal the true harm done. No! Available documents, however, reveal overdosing with very likely severe, long-lasting neuropsychological side effects. And this is just appalling. This is just shocking. The church is silent. It's just so horrible. And here we have the evangelifish of America lining up in support of what's going on in Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to people like Phil Gingrey, they're getting great meals.
Are you on Phil Gingrey's mailing list?
I've heard him speak more times than my stomach could endure because I'm part of the Cobb GOP. And I think the chairman for the Cobb GOP, his son, is employed by Phil Gingrey in Washington. There's some sort of incestuous relationship there.
Well, you can count on old Phil. If you ever need a dose of nausea, all you have to do is open up one of his emails, and it's almost guaranteed that he'll bring that upon you. He's just that kind of guy. As I mentioned, dear, and are you done with that piece, sir?
Yeah, I'm pretty much done.
Oh, okay.
There was a puke-worthy bit at the end here, quoting from the actual
Carry on.
U.S. Code Chapter 113C on torture, which states all the punishments if you commit, if anybody commits torture, blah, blah, blah. But of course, it's irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's there's total and full rejection of law by the elitist anarchy. So it's just irrelevant. Code is irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I don't want to start this other piece about the Supreme Court case because we're hitting hard on an upcoming break. But I think it's very, very important that we begin to recognize in various scenarios that present themselves on a nearly daily basis living in America that the Constitution, which purported to be the law of the land, is entirely disregarded in a wholesale fashion today, and we're just simply not paying close enough attention. But when we come back from this break, we'll pick that up and we'll talk about that too. You can play a game, you can play the game with us today too. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to 8.
Hey, let's talk about the Supreme Court and what a wonderful job they're doing. Well, maybe they're not doing upholding your rights. And, you know, the Supreme Court, those men and women dressed up in black gowns sitting up on the altar, isn't given to offering advice to people who are breaking the law. Maybe even not even in a minor way. But some justices Wednesday, that's this week, effectively told those that might be sitting at home smoking pot that when the police come knocking, don't flush the toilet. You heard me. Because if officers smell the pot from the outside, and think that the occupants are going to try to get rid of it and burst in without a search warrant to prevent evidence from being destroyed, some of the Supreme Court justices have indicated that they would approve. The discussion arose during the court's consideration of a case about when the police can enter a home without a search warrant, which the Constitution would normally require. There are exceptions. None can be found in the Constitution, so apparently beady-eyed parasites and control freaks must have added them. And the state of Kentucky is arguing that its treatment of a gentleman by the name of Hollis King should be just one of those such exceptions. The issue at hand is whether police action, in this case a knock on a door, that triggers a reaction on the other side, like noise that might somehow suggest the destruction of evidence, should justify warrantless entry. New Justice Elena Kagan, and quite frankly, this kind of surprises me, said that she worries the court could make it too easy for police to avoid the time and effort of getting a warrant in a very wide variety of cases. She said that that view would require only that officers said they smelled pot, we heard noise, we broke down the door, that kind of scenario. Yet several justices suggested that as long as the police reasonably suspect something illegal is going on, you know, the police have crystal balls and they can see through walls, and do not use deception or illegal means to gain entry, the search probably doesn't violate the Constitution. Justice Antonin Scalia said the better response to the police knock is to respond and, if officers ask to come in, say, oh, heck no, you can't come in. Do you have a warrant? In King's case, he was entertaining two friends at his apartment in Lexington, Kentucky, in an early evening back in 2005. No one actually disputes that there was some pot and a small amount of cocaine being enjoyed at the apartment. But police might have never known that this was going on were it not for a nearby undercover operation in which the informant purchased crack cocaine from a dealer. When the dealer entered King's apartment building, the police moved in to arrest him. They heard a door slam down a hallway, and by the time that they were able to look down that hallway, they saw only two closed doors. Their quarry had entered the door on the right. The police went to the door on the left, and after smelling the aroma of burning marijuana coming from that doorway, they knocked, and the officer said they heard noises they thought might indicate that the evidence was being destroyed. So they kicked in King's door and, finding the drugs, arrested King and his friends. King pleaded guilty to the drug charges, but the Supreme Court threw out the evidence against him and the conviction. We're going to cut away to a break. We'll pick this up on the other side. I know you're going to want to hear the conclusion. We'll be right back.
The next